This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, got lots to cover over the next hour. Before we get to that, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the 13 articles that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit. We're giving you that information through Christian constitutionalist attorneys, patriots, culture warriors, so on and so forth. You go to Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com, go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, jump onto live chat. You can also jump onto beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, and you can watch us there, jump onto live chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com media, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's how we operate. That's who we have been for over 245 years to this point. Folks, I got a text message, getting right to it, this morning from a friend, Drew Nolan. He's an individual that actually studied criminology at Kent State. He was an executive protection agent for a year and a half, worked in financial crimes investigations at banks for 5.5 years, also worked with anti-human trafficking organizations for about 3 years. He runs the Victoria Tactical for 2 years now, and he is also an individual that is a Christian patriot that's wide awake as to what's taking place in this country. And without me belaboring this, I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly what Drew contacted me this morning about as to what's rolling out in real time in the state of Ohio. Thank you for joining me on such a short notice. Notice, Drew, can you just kind of share with the people our conversation that we had this morning and concerning the events that are taking place out in Ohio today?
Thanks for having me on, Bradley. I sent you a text and kind of let you know that we're getting travel papers at one of the places that I work. And basically what they announced the other day was that effective tonight at midnight, there is going to be essentially a travel ban, a lockdown. So all non-essential businesses are going to be closed, you know, medical, food. I guess they're keeping hardware open. They're keeping a couple other that are kind of random. But most people are going to be laid off here soon. Almost everybody that knows can be, I mean, not really laid off, but stuck at home for a little while. So we're getting stay-at-home orders. And if I haven't really seen anything, what's going to happen to you if you're caught, you know, without your papers, like in Nazi Germany or something, after that 12 o'clock midnight time limit? But they're saying this is supposed to go on until at least April 6th. And they keep stressing at least.
At least. Yeah, it's interesting. They're telling you that you have a curfew now, and it's interesting to note that across the United States of America, we have governors releasing criminals from prisons back onto the populous streets of the United States of America, endangering the Americans. It's also interesting to note, during this time of hysteria and pandemonium, I was watching a little bit of what was going on the federal floor in the United States government today, and they were talking about, one senator was talking about what was going on concerning how they're going to, you know, bring up this emergency fund to give people money back and small businesses money back. And then all of a sudden another senator got up behind him and said, how did we all of a sudden go from talking about this emergency fund and this aid to the American family and the small businesses, and now we're talking about a new Green Deal here? The American people, when are we going to wake up to what's going on here? How many times have we been distracted from what's really taking place here? Might I add you, add to this conversation as well? Just recently we were told by Ron Paul that this is a complete hoax. Who would know better than a guy that's been in government for 30 years? We also caught Nancy Pelosi just recently trying to, well, she was selling it to the American people for coronavirus testing. She was caught actually trying to append to that bill financing to go to Planned Parenthood. So what is this really about? Drew, when you contacted me this morning, you sent me over what's going on out there in Ohio as well. Prohibited and permitted travel. This is coming in from your governor, from the state. We have for health and safety, for necessary supplies and services, for outdoor activity, for certain types of work, what they approve of. Little strange friends, taking care of others, elderly people, and those who are more vulnerable as a result of illness should take additional precautions. You know, the fact of the matter is, Drew, I wish I could believe what's going on here, but it seems to me that a good majority of the American people are on standby for the President of the United States of America actually attempting to implement martial law, and maybe that explains as to why 276% higher just currently gun sales are skyrocketing right now. What say you, and what is happening there concerning gun sales in Ohio?
Yeah, absolutely. Gun sales in Ohio are record-setting. Even around Sandy Hook, people are talking about, you know, the ammo apocalypse and then Sandy Hook and everything compared to, you know, comparing the gun sales to then and now. But right now, I think they're seeing record sales. One of the biggest chains around here, Finn Feather First, so they were seeing record sales. Ammo is almost gone. If you haven't gotten ammo, I mean, I think you're kind of up the creek without the paddle, you know. Magazines are pretty much next. 22 caliber is kind of disappearing. I've heard from different distributors and things that one of the biggest manufacturers of ammunition in the country, actually in the world, is at least 5 months out. So what's on the shelf from that manufacturer and all their subsidiaries is what you're going to get. In terms of whether it's a hoax or what, I don't know, man. But either way, I think that the bigger threat, obviously, is government overreach, and that's what they're doing. They're taking this panic, just like they did in 9/11, right? They took the panic and they took the people's ability and willingness to step aside, while the government just overreached it and took all the power that they wanted to. But also the criminal element. You know, you and I were talking the other day, and I've spent my entire adult life studying criminals and what makes them tick. And if this nonsense doesn't stop within the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to see, you know, they've taken away everybody's bread and circus. You know, they've taken away the nightclubs, they've taken away the bars, they've taken away the restaurants, they've closed all these businesses, people are out of work. They've taken away, you know, the fortune and everything has kind of canceled the season. I was just listening right before the show started to the debate on whether or not the Olympics is actually going to happen. And, you know, like I said, bread and circus, they've taken all this stuff away. So what happens, you know, naturally we see a drastic increase, about three to five time increase in violent crime every year as the weather starts warming up, right? It's just, it's natural. People's temperatures get warmer.
Got about 10 seconds. Like, 10 seconds.
All right. If they don't stop this now, I think because of boredom and temper and everything, I think that violent crime is probably going to be the biggest threat, for, you know, and...
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, here we go. Thank you again to Drew Nolan, my friend out of Ohio, telling us as to what's rolling out there in real time. And as I said during the last break or the last segment, friends, as to what we see government doing right now, we see, you know, senators actually downloading their stocks, but they're pushing this fear on the American people. So it seems that they have more of a care as to what is going on behind closed doors right now as they do about the coronavirus and the pandemonium. Keep in mind, they're the ones creating the pandemonium. On so many different fronts, and we're seeing the mainstream media working hand in glove with them to do just that. We're also seeing other people coming out, for example, such as Ron Paul, telling the American people as to what's going on with this coronavirus. He called it a hoax. He's been there for 30 years. Okay, I'm just telling you what he is saying. I've shared with you over the last week and a half, friends, of all the things that were going to kill us over the last 20 years. And now here we are again with a new crisis, and pay attention to what's going on behind closed doors, through smoke and mirrors in many cases. It's interesting to note that you're seeing across the boards, friends, people beginning to put a check on this administration that they've for so long put their blind trust into. Now they're beginning to question this administration as to why they're seeing this on a global scale, and they're seeing a global initiative. Folks, there's even some people out there right now equating Donald Trump in a logistic way, not in a sarcastic or demeaning way, concerning the tactics that the likes of an Adolf Hitler used in Germany back in the 30s. How many times has the Holy Ghost brought us to that, friends? How many times? And now people are beginning to open the eyes, and their understanding is beginning to be opened up, and I'm thankful for that. But the fact of the matter is people wait until they see it with their eyes before they actually believe what Scripture tells us. That's not the way to go. We walk by faith, not by sight, friends. And don't ever forget that. Now, I want to play this audio for you before we get over to our topic today. Presidents, governors, mayors, military, police are to uphold the U.S. Constitution, not to tear it down. And I'm going to put in contrast to that of the Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich, because people need to understand that Hitler never pulled the trigger, and remember the Nuremberg trials, if you will, because they all said, those that did the killing for Adolf Hitler, they all said that they were just doing their job. I'm going to bring it back to the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going to make it applicable to today in America, because, friends, we are definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, seeing history being repeated today. Now, I want to highlight one more thing again, okay? This is coming from people all across the country. I have my friend from England joining me tomorrow. He's going to tell us as to what's going on over there in the UK. Not good, friends. But this particular piece that I'm going to play for you is a man on video who went to the urgent care in Hawaii. And he began questioning staffers for, why are we hearing on the news that there's these long lines to be tested for coronavirus? And yet he's got his cameras right there, friends, and there's not a person there being tested for anything. To the point where the police show up, and then he begins to get the police officers caught up into the conversation and basically paired in the same thing that he is. They're siding with him. Why is this being promoted to the American people? Why is this being promulgated and thrown on the American people as a crisis and an urgency to get tested for the coronavirus? And that's, in fact, what you're reporting on the news. But yet when someone with a camera goes there, guess what they find? Crickets. Crickets, friends. I want you to listen to this report. It's got a little music in the background, but I think it's going to make clear as to the message that he wants the American people at large to get. It's just not happening the way that the CIA-controlled mainstream media wants you to believe, the way that it is happening. Listen carefully.
She's the CEO of Urgent Care, and she assaulted me.
Take that away.
And it's on video. I caught you lying to the people of Hawaii.
Here's my question, guys. What's the lie? What's the game here? You're smart people. Why are they whipping us into a panic? Why are they lying about massive lines of people at testing centers? Why are they turning away the trickle of folks that show up to be tested?
Urgent Care Hawaii says its drive-up service was deluged by requests for coronavirus tests, especially yesterday.
There's no one there. This is how the media plays their game, friends. It's how they sell it to you. Fear, fear, fear. Pandemonium. Hysteria. No one's there. Hear the crickets?
What is the game? Because for the life of me, I cannot figure it out. Night after night being told there are these long lines of people being managed at the urgent care, that they're being overwhelmed.
Some waiting as long as 4 hours.
Actually, the president or CEO of urgent care, while I was in front of the place, was telling me, we're doing the best we can managing these massive lines. I'm like, I'm here, lady. And there's no lines.
We were overwhelmed yesterday with the response to people wanting testing.
So my FaceTime lives have gotten the attention of urgent care because now they have sent the police here. Yesterday they sent them as well, and they were on my side. They were on my side. They thought it was ridiculous.
He escalated, and apparently, you know, he threatened our employees.
By the way, I like these guys.
They play
guys.
The victim once the cops come. That's the system of those.
I don't blame this poor woman. Her
totalitarianists.
CEO is in prison for taking our money and lying about lines. Okay. There are no lines.
And we had to, you know, ask for help. So we did call security, and the police came and helped to let him know that he needed to leave.
Yeah. I'm going to ask the officers how big the line is so we can get them to verify there is no line.
Good man.
How you doing, officer? I just want to know why urgent care doesn't want me to document. They're lying on the news about being overwhelmed with lines and testing all these people. They're taking state money. And they're not testing anyone. I've been watching this. Everyone that comes to be tested, they send away. Am I breaking any laws? They're breaking some laws.
What they're seeing.
They're taking our money. Look at that line, officer. You see that line?
We don't call disturbance. I believe you wanted to trespass you.
For sitting in there documenting that they're not testing anyone?
For whatever reason, if they wish to trespass you, they can trespass you.
Okay.
And then the other way is federal property.
Yeah, I know. Are you the CEO? Did I talk to you yesterday? So are these the overwhelming lines that you guys have been lying to the people of Hawaii about? Are these the overwhelming lines? Do you see a line there? What's your name?
Oh, okay. You want to be here. Okay, first of all.
By the way, I have a lot more followers than you.
I don't have any.
Well, good.
I'm
a journalist, and this is going to be a column, and it's going to be read nationally.
That's great.
About how you're lying, that there are massive lines. That you're doing, you tested 25 people here yesterday? You said that. You didn't test 25 people.
No, I didn't.
I got nobody going in.
You got nobody going in, friend. So you get the point as to how this is being sold to you. How many times have they been busted doing this? Oh, friends, I can tell you from firsthand experience, from the things that they reported on me and my ministry and what we are doing, we have to film everything. And the reason we have to film everything is because what they'll do is they'll do the opposite of what the facts are. And I could spend the next half an hour on the radio program sharing with you what they've said about. I remember in one particular school, it's just to the peak of their stupidities, these useful idiots and their ignorance and their stupidities, friends, and what they do through totalitarian means. What do they do? A pastor woman who thought it was okay to marry women and marry men. Advocating what God condemned. She called herself a minister. She was a gossip columnist for the Pioneer Press in St. Paul, Minnesota. I did the high school assembly program in Northfield, Minnesota. She was angry at me because I did a high school assembly in her child's school. Her child was an atheist, didn't believe in God, so she began to attack me. During that assembly program, I have it on film. It's on My War series. You can check it out online if you'd like to. But where I stopped a high school assembly, And I gave a drumstick to a kid that was crippled because I wanted to make him feel special. We have it all on film. They reported it in the papers that I was making fun of these handicapped kids, friends. That is one of how many lies these people have promulgated. And I want to tell you something, friends. They're at it again. They're pushing this hysteria. They're pushing the pandemonium. They're pushing fear to paralyze people to submit to the state. This guy, this good man out in Hawaii, takes his camera, goes to urgent care because urgent care is bleeding the money from the state. The media hand in glove is promoting to the people. There's long lines of people being tested for the coronavirus. He goes there with his camera, friends, and you can watch it online. There's not one person there. Not one person. What does she do? Because she's being called out and it's being broadcast throughout the United States of America and probably worldwide. The cops come. What does she tell the cops? This man is doing this and this man is doing that. He's got it all filmed. What does she do? She does what they all do. They play the victim. What they do is they attack. They slap the face. They pull the hair. And when the cameras get there, then they play the victim's friends. It's exactly what she did because now this guy has evidence that she's lying and that they're taking money from the taxpayers in the United States of America to pay for coronavirus testing, and there's no people being tested, but yet they're taking the money. Do you understand how this works? Okay? Hey, friends, nobody getting tested for coronavirus despite claims of long lines. My goodness, America, how many days do we need to spend on these? If it's pushing you to the Lord, amen. That's the purpose. If it's pushing you to the government, it's a curse and you're going to reap it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats defeated for the second time a key vote to begin debate on a massive $1.6 trillion-plus coronavirus package. Negotiations will continue between Senate Republicans and Democrats as partisan tensions continue to boil over. Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer says,
"We Democrats are trying to get things done, not making partisan speech after partisan speech."
Those comments come as Democrats are including new demands, including tighter fuel emission standards for airlines and an expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit. He's there trying to work out a peace deal between the United States and Taliban, and gas prices continue to drop, with the average price per gallon being $2.15 in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got to tell you, it's absolutely interesting, friends. Over the last 6 months, the signal that we have received for YouTube has been pretty much an A to an A+. I'm sharing audio with you. Just over the last couple of days, we started Wi-Fi signal started to get real rough and bumpy because of the content that we're sharing with you right now. During the time that I was just playing the audio of the guy in Hawaii, on video, friends, showing that the mainstream media there is talking of long lines of people being tested for coronavirus. Well, when he went there with his camera, he couldn't find anybody there. But they have the urgent care in Hawaii is drawing funds from the state. And at the same time, the mainstream media is pushing the fact that there's long lines for testing. Yet when he went there, there was nobody there. And then you can hear her on the audio contradicting her own claim. She said yesterday there was 25 people that got tested, and then later on she denies it because he said he had it on camera. Well, let me tell you this, friends. 25 people is not a long line to be tested in a clinic. Matter of fact, there wouldn't be a line outside. It would be inside if there was one at all. And for some reason or another, during that last segment, friends, it just shut down. It just shut down. I think that's probably the second or third time it's ever happened on this show in 20 years. It just shut down for absolutely no reason. The powers that be do not want you to figure out what's going on. And notice what's happening during this coronavirus hoax, said Ron Paul. A whole lot of government overreaching, military in the streets, the list goes on. trying to add money to Planned Parenthood concerning a bill that was sold to the American people under the guise of, it's good for the American people, it's good for the American people. When are the American people going to figure out how the game is being played? The same people that have been lying to you for 30 years are still in government. The same mainstream media that's been lying to you for decades are now all of a sudden telling you the truth. My goodness gracious. And now people in the United States are beginning to take a second check, which, by the way, I'm encouraging the government and the mainstream media, and I'm talking about corruption, to continue doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is you're opening the eyes of the American people because you're taking the mask off. Exactly right. That's what's happening. But as a preacher, and my job is to make sure that you understand that these are the judgments of God. And I would propose to you, what is all of this pushing you to? Is it pushing you to the Lord? If it is, that's a blessing. Is it pushing you to more government intervention? Then it's a curse. Read Jeremiah 17:5 and 17:9 when you get a moment. I got to tell you what, it's infuriating. It really, truly is. And we already know what the big tech companies are doing. Friends, and notice the timeline of the big tech companies attacking free speech. And how long have they been doing it? And absolutely nothing's been done to the big tech companies. They've only been encouraged to continuously suppress people like me and information that needs to get to you. They don't want you to communicate one with another. It's also interesting to note on Facebook and on Google, YouTube, all those outlets, friends, the first thing that happens, you pull up the video or the Facebook page or the scroll, the first thing that they do is they highlight the coronavirus. They're all in this together. Also notice the companies across the board, friends, all these big companies that are shutting down. Notice that these are the same big companies, friends, across the United States of America that push an agenda, like, for example, the gay agenda. Notice how they push the gay agenda all at the same time. Because they are all allied, friends, to the same purpose. To the same purpose. And it's a covenant that's going to be disannulled once again. And history's going to prove that too. After we're all destroyed. Oh, Bradley, that's not going to happen. I know. You're probably right, right? Yeah, you're right. Let's just ignore the past. Let's repeat the future. Let's do that, right? That's a good idea. Give me a break. Give me a break. Hey, folks, Hitler never pulled the trigger. And remember the Nuremberg trials. It's important that you understand right now, because what we're talking about is just this. Presidents, governors, mayors, military, police, and other agencies are to uphold the U.S. Constitution. They're not to tear it down. But concerning, by the way, that's why there was a Nuremberg trials. And I want you to listen carefully, and you'll put two and two together, I'm sure of it. Hitler never pulled the trigger. His subordinates did. Those that were supposed to uphold the Weimar Republic concerning the enumerated laws found in Germany back in the 20s and 30s, they were the ones that did the killing for Hitler and his mercenaries, the Muslims, of course. America, if you pay attention to what's going on here in the United States of America, we're doing it to ourselves. If we don't stop and pause and think about what's going on for a moment, we're going to end up doing the same thing to ourselves as every other country that disobeyed God did. Every single one of them. Let me explain. Thomas Jefferson said, Eliot, page 4, 187 through 88, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the power granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void, null and void. That's the third president of the United States of America. On November 20th, you know what? I'm going to double check that, because it's my understanding that Nuremberg was on May of 1945. The trials, just cross-checking here, friends, doing live radio. The Nuremberg trials, you know, they're probably going to give me a mismatched answer for this as well. Well, it's my understanding that it actually happened on May 5th of 1945, okay? The Nuremberg trials began bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. Remember this? You've probably seen videos or documentaries about this. Now, by this time, several countries were destroyed, and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, had lost their lives, including 12 million Jews. I want to say this. To all the Holocaust deniers, you know all the well it happened. Because there is plenty of film to show you just that. President Eisenhower had the military film the camps and the bodies and carnage for the very purpose, interestingly enough, that he was afraid that future generations would deny or attempt to deny that it ever happened. Think about that. Think about that. Why would he be worried about that? Well, guess what? There are Holocaust deniers today. Again, you can't make this up, folks. I mean, these people literally could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it. Why? Because they don't want to see it, right? You know all that. Okay, but on May 5th of 1945, the Nuremberg trials, when they began, they brought Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. I want you to think about this. There were 50 million people dead. That's 2.5% of the world's population, including 12 million Jews, gypsies, German dissidents, and Adolf Hitler's political opposition. It wasn't just the Jews. Intellectuals were also killed, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Now, the world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous Adolf Hitler. Now, again, if you want to make the link, it's easy to make, but you got to keep in mind, friends, the Bush regime is connected to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. I want you to think about the 405,399 men that fought. My uncles were both there. Interestingly enough, 405,399 men were shot and killed or murdered or blown up or whatever the case might be, fighting against the tyrant named Adolf Hitler. While behind closed doors, friends, a senator named Prescott Bush, the father of George Bush Sr. and the grandfather to George W. Bush, okay, and Jeb Bush, and the list goes on. They were, as a matter of fact, financing Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Well, our boys were over there fighting against the Adolf Hitler. That is clearly the definition of treason. And just think about it. The American people accepted him as a Christian, and they made him the President of the United States of America. Again, insiders said that he was the most corrupt man alive. Speaking of George W. Bush, George Herschel Walker Bush, Daddy Bush. There's a direct connection, okay? Now, the world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals when they played them again footage of these famished men, women, and children. And I could tell you story after story of things that happened under the Third Reich's regime. Unthinkable stuff. The video showed bodies thrown carelessly into mass graves. And again, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous Adolf Hitler. Friends, it's the same thing as to what's going on here. I just shared with you during the last segment, friends, that they're equating what Donald Trump is doing, and it's not illegit. It's not demeaning. It's just facts. And they're showing you how line upon line he's doing the same thing, this administration who's taking orders from the powers that are tolerated. Notice how I'm wording that. But interestingly enough, it's going line upon line as to what Adolf Hitler attempted to do back in the 30s. Again, look at the link. It's all there. You know, it was Paul Warmberg that said the New World Order is going to be established either by being conquered or consent. Conquest or consent is what he said. That's where we're at today. Now, during the proceedings, the opening of the court proceedings concerning the Nuremberg trial, it's important to note that the prosecutor said, the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. And so they were. Okay? But I ask, who was responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's biddings? Remember that Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. This is what I'm getting to. Them that retorted and attempted to divert attention from their own murderous hands with their, we're just doing our job. How many people in America today, friends, are saying, you know what, we're just doing our job, yet they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Let's talk about it in a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just had some odd happenings, sharing the information as to what's going on out in Ohio with my friend Drew Nolan, a tactical officer out there. And interestingly enough, they've been given travel papers just like that of Hitler's Germany. That's what he equated it to. Right after that, I played some audio from a guy named Jason James, who had actually went to a clinic in Hawaii because he wanted to see the long lines that the mainstream media was pushing, being tested for coronavirus. When he got there, to his dismay, friends, he found that there was nobody there. So he started to ask questions. He went to the CEO outside, asked the question, why is it being sold by the media that there's long lines? He said, there's nobody here. Before you knew it, she called the cop and started the cops and started to play the victim. This is what they do as they transgress the law. See, what they don't want you to know is that they were actually bleeding money from the state for all of this coronavirus testing on all these people that he just couldn't find with his camera. You're being bled, America, financially. You're being lied to again, America, today, just like you were yesterday, and just like you were the day before, and just like you were the week before, and the month before, and the year before, because you put up with it. That's why you're being judged. That's a fact. All of a sudden, my internet just shut down. I'm talking about my signal on sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. Just shut down. They don't want you having this information, Americans. Do you not understand? I don't care what your said rep said. Your said representatives are saying the same things that they're told to say. These are the same said representatives that are effeminate, spineless capitulators that continuously take orders from their teleprompter. Okay? Just like the President of the United States of America, for those that haven't figured it out yet. The agenda is going forward regardless of who's there. The message is from heaven. Repent is the message. Okay? If you don't want to listen to that, you're going to go into heavier judgments. I've been telling you this for years, and now here we are. And now everybody's calling Bradley and saying, hey, Bradley, you know, what's going on? Oh, the same thing I told you back then, but you didn't want to listen to it. Going online after talking to Drew Nolan out of Ohio. Man, if this is like out of Hitler's Germany. I said, exactly. It's interesting how the Holy Ghost keeps making reference to that. And then we continuously see the alliance back to the Third Reich and the Adolf Hitlers of the day through the Bushes and the regime. Who many blame, by the way, for the downfall of the Two Towers for those that weren't paying attention. I'm just sharing with you, friends, information. People are waking up. I woke up this morning. People are questioning this administration, asking the question, why is he doing what he's doing right now? The same reason I told you that he's no different than anybody else concerning the circus of politics. You know, I'm absolutely convinced. You know, for those that didn't know, there was many people in the concentration camps that, you know, by the way, they didn't want to live politics, right? Everybody lives politics. And I bet you they wish they could have had that time back from the Lord when they should have been a part of the politics to prevent rather than to cure. Well, they couldn't cure anything because now it was judgment upon their heads. The boot fell and they couldn't do anything to stop it. But it was even recorded, friends, many people that were in the concentration camps, and keep in mind it wasn't just the Jews. Keep in mind, friends, they were saying that Adolf Hitler has a need for us. Yeah, his need for you was to bring you to the gas chambers, and that was the end of you, right? Yep. Do I go here? And what were the Christians of the day doing? They were all inside of the church, praising Jesus. Well, cattle cars were going by filled with political prisoners that opposed Adolf Hitler's ideologies and his dictatorship. So what did the professed Christians do? They just sang louder so they didn't have to hear the people cry for help as they were going by in the cattle cars. This is exactly, folks, this is history. This is all true what I'm sharing with you right now. It's undeniable. And we're on the same track right now. People are going to be behind bars or be behind a fence before they finally listen to what the Lord has been telling them for 50, 60, 70 years in this country. Let me say this. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. King David laid the judgments of God before him that he wouldn't offend him. Now Americans are looking at judgment because of the prosperity devils that are preaching a false gospel are telling them that judgment is of the devil. No, it's not of the devil. It's of God. The Lord's known in the judgments that he executes. Read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97. Read the whole chapter. The list goes on, friends. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Psalm 89. It's all there. Common sense comes into play here, friends. Judgment guards our liberty. You think the devil wants to guard our liberty? Absolutely not. He wants to take it away. He despises mankind. Because there hangs a glory about them that God has ordained man to be in Christ. And that's why he despises who we are. That's why he wars against who we are. If we're in Christ especially, he makes war with us. Read Jeremiah 12, chapter 12 when you get a moment. He's just talking about how during the Nuremberg trials, back in 1945, all of the subordinates of Adolf Hitler, all of them, every single one of them said, there was a few that repented, forgive me. But it's interesting to note that outside of that, every single one of them said that they were just taking orders. They were trying to blame Adolf Hitler for pulling the trigger, yet it wasn't Adolf that did that. It was them. They took unconstitutional orders. Now, in a time of propaganda and fear that is being pushed on the American people today, many are speculating that this government is going to roll out into martial law. Now, with that said, we are seeing many executive orders coming out from the president as well as governors across the country. But what is an executive order, and are they constitutional? The United States president issues executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself, which is a creature of the state. Don't forget that. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, when they take authority from a legislative power, making reference to God's moral law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, which grants its powers directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to acts of Congress. Who is the Congress, friends? They're representatives of the people. Congress is the voice of the people. And that explicitly delegates, we delegate authority to them to represent we and uphold the law to the president and some degree of discretionary power. Again, delegated legislation. Now, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by a government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by, right? And may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. What you see today, friends, is just the exact opposite happening. What's being established as law? Unlaw. Unlaw. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power 2, section 1, clause 1 of the Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is the instructed thereby and therein by the declaration to take care that all laws be faithfully executed, made in article 2, section 3, clause 5, or face impeachment, article 2, section 4. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization for allowing their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. You know what happens today is because people are so ignorant that if they like the guy that's in office enough, when he says that he's pulling an executive order, they don't care what that means. And in 9 times out of 10, most cases, they don't know what it means and they don't care what it means. That is until it has to come to their front door. So they learn the lesson, and that's what's going to happen sooner or later here. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution, either in clause granting by the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. Folks, many of these executive orders that are being pulled are unconstitutional, okay? They don't ally themselves with the U.S. Constitution. What you're going to find more than not is they're undermining the U.S. Constitution. But because Donald Trump says that it's an executive order, most just put blind faith behind it and lead about and let them be led about to the very end that they're going to end up in, either that of a ditch or hell, one of the two. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And I'm talking about to your country, I'm talking about to your posterity, I'm talking about your eternity. Because this isn't a game, friends. This is a battleground that we're being tested on right now. And either we're going to win or we're going to lose. But right now, friends, too many people are just going along and drinking in the Kool-Aid. And by the grace of God, hopefully, after what we've seen over the last couple days, lots of people across the country on a grassroots level are beginning to awake as to what's truly happening here by questioning the administration and its alleged executive orders. Again, folks, it's got to ally itself to the Constitution. If not, it's nugatory. That means null and void. Going to take a 23-hour break. We'll talk to you soon.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.